Second, recording these concerns seems to somehow remove them from your head. But where to go and what to do? There is no one right answer to either. Use the following questions and resources to brainstorm. What makes you most angry about the state of the world? What are you most afraid of for the next generation, whether you have children or not? What makes you happiest in your life? How can you help others have the same? There is no need to limit yourself to one location. Remember Robin, who traveled through South America for a year with her husband and 7-year-old son? The three of them spent 1 to 2 months doing volunteer work in each location, including building wheelchairs in Banos, Ecuador, rehabilitating exotic animals in the Bolivian rainforest, and shepherding leatherback sea turtles in Suriname. How about doing archaeological excavation in Jordan or tsunami relief on the islands of Thailand? These are just two of the dozens of foreign relocation and volunteering case studies in each issue of Transitions Abroad magazine, www.transitions-abroad.com. More resources include the following: Airline Ambassadors International, www.airlineamb.org. Ambassadors for Children, www.ambassadorsforchildren.org. Relief Riders International, www.ReliefRidersInternational.com. Habitat for Humanity Global Village Program, www.habitat.org. Planeta, Global Listings for Practical Ecotourism, www.planeta.com. 4. Revisit and Reset Dreamlines. Following the mini-retirement, revisit the dreamlines set in definition and reset them as needed. The following questions will help. What are you good at? What could you be the best at? What makes you happy? What excites you? What makes you feel accomplished and good about yourself? What are you most proud of having accomplished in your life? Can you repeat this or further develop it? What do you enjoy sharing or experiencing with other people? 5. Based on the outcomes of steps 1 through 4, consider testing new part or full-time vocations. Full-time work isn't bad if it's what you'd rather be doing. This is where we distinguish work from a vocation. If you have created a muse or cut your hours down to next to nothing, consider testing a part-time or full-time vocation, a true calling or dream occupation. This is what I did with this book. I can now tell people I'm a writer rather than giving them the 2-hour drug dealer explanation. What did you dream of being when you were a kid? Perhaps it's time to sign up for space camp or intern as an assistant to a marine biologist. Recapturing the excitement of childhood isn't impossible. In fact, it's required. There are no more chains or excuses to hold you back.